Hey, I'm Ian Flanagan, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
Yes, I know my soul is clean.
For the last decade, singer-songwriter Ian Flanagan has toured his unique voice and evocative lyrics across the country. And in 2020, it was a shot on The Voice that gave him national attention. His latest album, Strong, has gained much success, and he's working on new music that's soon to be released, as well as a tour. We were fortunate to get a listen at the Life Minute Studios recently to hear all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with Ian Flanagan.
Women give me trouble, money do the same.
Congratulations on your new music and on your new wedding.
Oh, yeah, I know. Thank you so much.
When did you get married?
Oh, last week.
Yeah.
Last week. I got the ring and everything.
It's official.
Yeah, well, we eloped where we met. We met out in Colorado at this place called Beaver Creek. And so we went and eloped with just our parents and my brother and just had a beautiful little mountain ceremony.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was
cool. Amazing. Wow. I'm back to work already.
Back to work. Yep.
So tell us about your new album.
So we're in the process of finishing this new record up right now. It's still in its developing stages, so we don't have an actual working title yet, but we're going to have about 12 to 14 songs on it. Really excited about it all. Released a full-length record, my first one, the other year, called Strong, and that's been doing really well, so I'm just grateful to get back in the studio and keep making music.
And you have vinyl, too, as well, right?
We do.
It's coming out.
We have vinyl.
I love that vinyl's making a comeback.
I know. I think it's cool. I mean, everybody doesn't even have a car with a CD player anymore. So the vinyl's right. Kind of like something you can have and hold, and it still sounds better. So
yeah, it does. Yeah. It really does. Now tell us a little bit more about Strong.
So Strong was a record that, I got signed about 3 years ago now, and it was the first full-length record that I ever did down in Nashville. It's really a compilation of all the songs that at that time in my life were like really relevant and the ones that I wanted to share with people and thought I could connect the most with the audience. So it was a really beautiful project for me. It was a learning experience and also just like a growth experience as an artist. But yeah, we have all different flavors on that record. Everything from like kind of classic country all the way to some pretty rocking stuff.
You're very eclectic.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to find myself as an artist too. So I feel like you got to experiment, and there's something in every genre that can, you can take and bring out to people in your own way.
Yeah. And tell us about your start, Blake Shelton.
Well, I was, I've been basically just a road dog since I was a kid. I've been out on the road just trying to build a career, gig everywhere I could since I was 17. And, I guess almost like 5 years ago, I was living full time on the road out of a Winnebago. I was in Arizona, Texas, and got to Nashville on a part of my tour during when COVID first came out. So my last gig was actually an open mic in Nashville at a place called the Mercy Lounge. So it wasn't this big fancy thing, but I went and did it. And after that show, there was a scout from The Voice. And he asked if I wanted to be a part of season 19. They'd seen some videos. So basically, I said, yes, I just lost my entire tour due to COVID. And next thing I know, I was out in California getting ready to go on the show. And that's where I met Blake. And I did a song called Colder Weather by Zach Brown Band. And Blake waited until like the last 2 seconds to turn around for me. He's always been keeping me in suspense.
Do you still stay in touch with him?
Yeah, occasionally. I opened for him last spring. So he's on to a whole new chapter of his life, too, with the kids and his new show.
And that voice, your voice is so unique as well. Did you always know you wanted to do this?
I was really terrible. I would say I was a terrible singer for a long time. I've always had kind of like a raspy thing. But really, when I was probably like 20 is when I started really focusing on the style of songwriting I wanted to do. And that's kind of where it all grew.
So you didn't, when you were younger, you didn't know you could sing?
I love to sing, but I would say I didn't know it. I'm a baritone, right? So I have a low voice. And most of all pop music or anything you hear on the radio is for tenors or higher. So I was always trying to sing up these high notes and everything. And it just wasn't for me. So it took a long time to find myself as an artist, really, and kind of create my own lane. So that's really more of what my journey's been.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. And tell us about the new stuff, the new song, new single.
Yeah, so the new single, Broken Heart, we're we're starting off with that. We're going to have a ton of tracks off this new record, but we really wanted to set the pace with this one. We started teasing it on Valentine's Day. It's basically just this love song where, you know, there's a lot of guys leaving here with a broken heart because, you know, she's leaving with you.
Ooh, wanna know when you're coming here looking the way you do. Gonna drive everybody crazy when they find out your mind. They gonna take it hard. There's a lot of guys leaving here with a broken heart. Everybody but me.
Any personal stories in there?
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I'm very fortunate, you know, just having been married, you know, Kelsey's my wife now, which is awesome. So there's a little bit of her in most of the songs on the record, but yes, for sure.
How does it work for you? Do you come up with the music first or the lyrics first?
For me personally, I am a melody guy. So I'll usually get something on a guitar and vocally, something that feels right to sing. Mm-hmm. So I start there. And then honestly, I'm a songwriter in Nashville. So a lot of times I co-write and then we basically kind of go off of a title. We get a title to work off of and then see which one makes us feel something and kind of chase it down. But there's a couple ways. I'll write a lot with co-writes and we'll have a song done in 4 hours. And then there's other songs that I work on that take 2 to 4 months to finish. Hmm. So you never really know.
What about guitar? Were you self-taught?
No, actually, I was self-taught for the first couple of years. My dad had an army buddy and he visited one time and he was a bluegrass musician. So he taught me a few things. And then I studied really close with a guy in upstate New York called Chuck Massasi. And he's like an uncle to me. He's just still in my life, still teaching me and telling me what I'm playing wrong. Mm-hmm. So, but I worked with him really closely, basically all my life.
That's nice. Who were your influences growing up?
You know, when I was a kid, my dad was not he wasn't like an audiophile type guy. So we only had a few records, but the records we had were CCR. I had the whole box collection. So John Fogerty was always in my life. I had Eric Clapton's Unplugged record, which was really impactful on me. Had Bob Marley's Legend, that master or greatest hits. That record is like part of my life. And, you know, being from Woodstock and Saugerties, you know, any kind of Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix too. So listen to a lot of Willie Nelson, a lot of random stuff. But I'd say that from my hometown, I grew up maybe 4 miles away from Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble. So the band and Bob Dylan were always very influential too.
Very cool.
Yeah, I could go on too long with that one.
Right. What about touring? You're touring as well, right?
Yeah, touring as much as we can, trying to see the country, you know, getting out there and just meeting people. I was just in Toccoa, Georgia the other night and at the Ritz Theater. That was a beautiful time. So we are just moving, just playing music.
What are fans going to get when they come see you play live?
So right now in my life, I always like to have about 60% of a planned show and then 40% kind of random. So I'll throw out new ideas that haven't been played before. I like to see if people can help me name a song maybe, you know. Really, I'll do a lot of the stuff from my latest released record, Strong, but I got right now so much new music. So I like to share it in real time with people and get their live interaction with it and see what people like and
awesome.
What they feel.
We're going to get to hear something today, too. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I figured it's still kind of early for some country rock stuff, but I got a song, Devil in My Hands, is one of my favorite songs to play live. And so I'll give you guys a version of that. I used to live down in Georgia, and I won't tell all these stories since we're recording them, but we used to have this house where we were all just crazy young people, and we used to play this drinking game with moonshine, where every time a mousetrap went off, we'd take a shot. So we were wild back then. But I wrote a song about it, and it's not just about that experience, but that chapter in my life. So it's a fun one.
Very cool. What's next for you?
Well, you know, there's a ton of things. Right now, I'm going back after this weekend to go finish the back half of my record. So we got about 6 songs we're going to be tracking in Nashville. So my mind is pretty much just tunnel visioned on this record right now. But otherwise, you know, the main thing that I love about music the most is the traveling. You know, I'm in it for the adventure. I'm in it for the people and just seeing the country and the world. So we got my first European tour is coming up in May. really excited to get over there and
it's amazing,
you know, just keep seeing everything. That's what I'm all about.
That's awesome. Your poor wife, a nice honeymoon here,
you know.
She's a trooper.
I know, she really is. Actually, I love Kelsey, but she puts up with me.
Well, that's not a bad gig. Yeah. Does she come along with you
for the majority? She travels as much as I do, so we try to link up where we can and kind of hit a couple shows together, then she'll go off, do her thing, and we'll meet up. So it's working out.
Very cool. Oh, tell us about your charity that you have.
Well, it's, you know, so I work with an organization in upstate New York. It's called Hope Rocks.
Yes.
And I've been, you know, I haven't drank in 9 years now, or in April, so eight and a half years or so. And it's just a really important part of my life because there's so many people that are, you know, hurting, and you never know who it is. Usually we're like one step away from somebody going through something. So Hope Rocks is an organization. It's really about destigmatizing, you know, depression, loneliness, addiction, all those kinds of things that kind of separate people. And it's a music festival based in upstate New York and Saugerties, New York, that we get all types of entertainers, all types of speakers and people going through it, and try to bring resources to people that need it.
Did you go through that? Did you have personal experience?
Me? Yeah. Well, I was sober for, I guess, well, still am, eight and a half years. And, you know, I went through it coming up in the bar scene when I was a kid. You know, I used to go play these bars at 17 and 18 where I was paid in, you know, beer and liquor. So you kind of get this weird normalization for a life that's not really meant for you. And everybody kind of finds their way to that on their own journey. So the main thing for me is, like, I found it was getting in the way of my passions. And that's where I stopped because, you know, music, the culture is so based around alcohol and all that kind of stuff that you can kind of get lost in it when really the art is the foundation. And mine was flipped to where I was spending too much time partying and not enough time creating. So for me, it was wasn't an easy call, but it was a necessary one that has brought me to a much better place in my life.
Good for you. That's great. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, you never know what somebody's going through too. So I always like to share it just because there's a lot of people. I'll talk about it at shows sometimes, and I'll have somebody come up after and just be like, man, I'm really going through it. And I was like, bring it in.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're such an inspiration. It's so great.
Well, thanks. I'm trying to just spread the love.
What about any musicians that you particularly like?
Me?
Of these days, yeah.
These days? I mean, I'm a real Tommy Emmanuel fan. He's one of my favorite guitar players. I just bought his book online. He signed it, so I'm excited about that. But really, I gotta tell you the truth. I have so much love for a lot of the country artists that are out right now. But the stuff that I'm like studying and really, really into musically, it's funny, it's actually like a lot of sleep music and flamenco. I've been the tones are really great synth tones to put behind country music. So I kind of listen to all this eclectic stuff to just get inspired. But as far as artists go, I mean, there's just too many to name. I feel like I'd be leaving them out. But right now, I'm really into a lot of guitar stuff. I'm trying to get better at my chicken picking, you know, Brett Mason and all those guys.
Speaking of chicken, what's your favorite comfort food?
Chicken. Speaking of chicken, comfort food, I don't know. I'd probably shepherd's pie or like meatloaf, something like that. I'm easy. Steak and potatoes.
What's something you like to do to relax?
Well, I like fishing when I can. So really, I'm just like music or fishing. That's pretty much the whole thing.
What does music do for people?
For people? You know, for myself, I could say that music is like, there's a thousand things. I think it's a lot about connecting. You know, I think a lot of people, even if you're just having fun, you're actually connecting with something, whether it's making you dance, making you think, or making you feel something. It's really just that it pulls you out of your headspace and brings you into a different kind of consciousness. Like for me, when I play music, a lot of times it feels like what people describe like meditating. Like it's not like you're thinking, you're kind of just being. But for me, I think a lot of it's connecting.
What's one piece of life advice you'd give somebody?
You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. That's what I'd say. I read that on Instagram one day and quit my job that same day. Because I realized I wasn't around a bunch of musicians and I wanted to be one.
So, what were you doing? Who were you around?
Well, I was doing a woodworking job. It was a really great job and it was awesome. And the people were really, really wonderful and supportive. But for me, I realized, you know, I'm not talking about music. I'm not doing music. I'm just, you know, I'm working hard, but this is not where I want to be. And then you'd kind of, or even in your life, if you're hanging with people that, you know, you might not, you shouldn't be, things like that. If you're spending a lot of time with people, you kind of end up being the sum of that. So for me, it was a really, really good wake up call.
Amazing. I love it.
Well, thanks.
I'm out of here. No, I'm just kidding. It's really good. All right. I love it. Let's, how about a song?
Sure. I don't know how many songs you want to do. But
however many you want to do.
I was thinking like 10. I'm just kidding. Am I really? All right, this song right here is the song I wrote a year ago or so. It's called Devil in My Hands.
Broken heart, girl, when they see you kiss me. someday wait, but you never will. Ooh, ooh, wanna know when you're coming here looking the way you do. Gonna drive everybody here crazy when they find out your mind. They gonna take it hard. There's a lot of guys leaving here with a broken heart. Everybody but me. Everybody but me. Ought to know when you come in, you're looking the way you do. Gonna drive everybody here crazy when they find out your mind. They're gonna take it hard. There's a lot of guys leaving here. There's a lot of guys leaving here. There's a lot of guys leaving here with a broken heart.
Thanks, guys. This is a cover called To Make You Feel My Love.
Of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.